Andy? Oh, my goodness, she's dead. I open my eyes. No, I'm not, I said, shakily. Arthur King was bending over me. More people were gathered in a ring around me. I struggled to sit up. No, dear, lie still until the ambulance gets here, said someone. An ambulance? Was I badly hurt? I twitched my arms and legs. They seemed to move about normally enough. But my hand hurt as I lifted it, pain tweaking up to my elbow. Just take it easy, dear. Now then, tell me your name and address so we can let your mother know, said a woman. She's Mandy White. She's in my class at school, said Arthur King.
Were you one of those wicked children chasing her? Said the woman indignantly. I saw them chase her into the road. She could have been killed.
I thought she was killed, said Arthur, shivering. I should have stopped them.
It wasn't the boy, it was one of those girls, said someone else.
Everyone turned round, but Kim and Melanie and Sarah had gone.
Anyway, the ambulance should be here any minute, said the woman. You look okay to me, but you need to get checked over. They'll take you to the hospital and we'll let your mum know.
No, I said, bursting into tears.
Shh, there now, it's the shock.
I feel like I'm in shock too, said the bus driver. Good job I'd slowed right down because I was nearly at the bus stop. I just bumped her though. I think she fainted, I don't think she was knocked out.
Then the ambulance came and I was carried away, even though all I wanted to do was to run home. In the hospital, I was put in a little cubicle and a nurse came to talk to me because I was on my own. Then a doctor came and I was taken to be x-rayed, and that didn't hurt a bit, but I had to keep still though. Then suddenly I heard Mum calling and she came rushing into the cubicle and scooped me into her arms. It was stupid, but I started crying all over again and she rocked me as if I was a real baby.
There now, it's okay. Mummy's here.
It turned out my arm wasn't broken at all. I just had a bad sprain, so they bandaged it up, put it in a sling and said I could go home. Mum made me go to bed when we got in, though I kept insisting I was perfectly all right. She fixed me a special sick bed tea. And when I'd finished eating, Mum sat down on the side of my bed looking very serious.
Now, sweetheart, I want you to tell me exactly what happened.
You know what happened, Mum? I ran out into the road and the bus came.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know I should have looked first. I won't ever do it again, I swear I won't. Don't be cross.
I'm not cross with you, Mandy. Now, tell me why you ran out into the road.
But just then we heard the car outside and it was Dad back from London. He sat on my bed while Mum said all this stuff.
She started calmly, but her voice got higher and higher, and when she told how she came back from the dentist's to find a woman waiting on a doorstep to tell her I'd been in an accident, she burst into tears.
Oh, don't, Mum, I said, starting to cry too. I'm sorry, but I'm all right now, and my wrist doesn't hurt at all. So don't cry, please.
Dad put his arms round both of us until we both quietened down. Mum went off to make us all a cup of tea, still sniffling. By the time Mum came back with a tea tray, I hoped it was all sorted out. But then Mum started on about what the woman had told her. All this stuff about me being chased by these girls.
Which girls chased you, Mandy? Said Dad.
It's those three again, isn't it? Said Mum. Melanie! And that really nasty big girl, and the showy little girl with the curls. We'll have to go to the school and tell your teacher.
No, you can't, I said desperately.
Have these girls really threatened you? Have they made you keep it all a secret? Dad asked. Mandy, you've got to tell us exactly what these girls did.
They didn't do anything, I said frantically. Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep going on about it. And you mustn't tell anyone at school, or else...
Or else what, pet?
They'll all hate me.
Don't be silly, Mandy. How could anyone ever hate you? Said Mum. You're a lovely girl. All your teachers say you're a pleasure to have in their class. I suppose those girls are just jealous because you always come top, and you're obviously well loved and cared for. I know Melanie's mother was very worried that her divorce had badly unsettled Melanie. But still, that's no excuse for bullying and chasing you right out into the road.
It wasn't Melanie. It was Kim, I sobbed.
Ah, which one is she? said Dad.
That big girl who looks much older than her age. I've always thought her a nasty piece of work, said Mum. What was she saying to you, Mandy?
I can't remember.
It's quite important that you try, said Dad. We've really got to get to the bottom of this, even though it's upsetting. Does Kim ever hit you?
No!
Are you certain she didn't push you when she was chasing you?
No, she didn't. I swear she didn't, I said. Look, I don't want to talk about it. Come along, Mandy. We've never had any secrets in our family, said Mum.
I really, truly don't remember, I insisted. It's making my head hurt just thinking about it. Please, can't I just go to sleep? Please.
So they had to give in.
Chill out, what's she yelling for? Lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be.
In the morning, Mum brought me breakfast in bed. She felt my forehead and looked at my face. You still look very peaky, and you've got dark circles under your eyes. I think you'd better have a quiet day in bed just to be on the safe side. For once, I was so glad that my mum was such a worrier. I didn't have to face Kim and Melanie and Sarah. I could stay at home, safe.
Tell me what it-
It was a bit boring, being in my bedroom all day. I wandered over to the window and stared out, not really focusing. Someone was rocking the pram in the garden over the road. There were always babies over there. Mrs. Williams was a foster mother. But the person at the pram certainly wasn't Mrs. Williams. She's big and she wears old Indian clothes. Now this person was small and startling. I thought she was a grown-up at first. She was wearing very short shorts and a top that showed her tummy and great clacky high heels. But when I screwed up my eyes to have a proper stare at her, I saw her face wasn't really that old, though she was wearing lots of makeup. She had short, sticky-up hair, bright orange. She looked up at me and saw me staring at her at the window. She crossed her eyes and stuck her tongue out, and then she waved at me. As if we knew each other.
One more word and I'm gonna explode. I'm gonna blow, come back, I'm gonna blow.